time to check your CO2 detectors, guardrail work on I-91, Head Start needs teachers, Killington is open for year-round passes, and a Holyoke man nabbed for cheating at the casino.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Welcome to Monday, April 4, 2022. This is Pioneer Valley Radio, with the info you need to navigate life in Western Mass. Here's your forecast for today. Mostly sunny, high of 55 degrees. The wind northwest, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 34. The winds 5 to 10. The ultraviolet index at 6. The humidity, 55%. You might add to your spring cleaning, etc. to-do list a general check of your carbon monoxide detectors, especially if you maintain a generator. Severe storms during the summer months can cause power outages, which for some means using alternate sources of energy, like a generator. A generator can cause CO to build up in a home, so it's important to use them outside, at least 20 feet away from doors, windows, and vents. Also, don't forget that carbon monoxide detectors should be installed on every floor of your home and always working properly, so make sure to check those detectors twice a year and have them replaced every 10 years. CO2 gas can also come from furnaces, hot water heaters, gas stoves, gas and charcoal grills, and running vehicles. So, if your carbon monoxide detector is going off, call 911 immediately. There will be overnight construction to repair a guardrail on I-90 eastbound and westbound in Lee and in Beckett tonight, right on through Friday the 8th. This is during the overnight hours of 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. the next morning. This is to be completed by 5 a.m. on Friday the 8th. Due to this project, there will be short-term lane closures. Lee and Beckett I-90 westbound from mile marker 10 to mile marker 17, that's today, to Thursday, April 7th, from 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. Now in Lee, I-90 east from mile marker 9 to mile marker 11. It'll be on Wednesday the 6th and on Thursday the 7th from 7 p.m. to 5 p.m. MassDOT assures proper signs in place to assist drivers through the areas of construction. Please expect delays, reduce speed, and be cautious. With bad weather, the work will be rescheduled. HCS Head Start is hiring. You can stop by and learn more about Head Start career opportunities. Instant interviews, full-time positions, generous benefits, beautiful classrooms, great support team. In the 60-year history of Head Start, not one year has existed where the need for teachers has been so great. They are desperate for at least 55 more teachers to sign on. The Head Start teacher shortage is part of the statewide problem of 150,000 remaining unfilled across Massachusetts. Head Start searching for teachers to join them while the community recovers from the pandemic and sees the end of COVID through. Vermont's Killington Resort, the largest ski and snowboard resort in eastern North America, has announced that the 2022-23 season passes are on sale. Killington is a mecca for year-round adventure, with lifts spinning every day of the year to provide mountain access. All four seasons, this comes from Mike Solomano, who is the president and general manager of Killington Resort and Pico Mountain. And Mike says that next winter, we are excited to kick off the longest season in the East with the unveiling of the new K1 Base Lodge and the return of Audi FIS Ski World Cup. Killington 2022-23 season passes, including the Beast 365 all-season pass, are available at Killington.com at the lowest prices of the year. Killington Resort is a four-season destination sitting on 3,000 acres in the heart of central Vermont's Green Mountains. Killington boasts 92 miles of diverse snow sports terrain spread across six peaks, including Pico Mountain, and served by the most expansive lift network and snowmaking system in eastern North America. After the snow melts, Killington features an 18-hole championship golf course, the family-friendly Snowshed Adventure Center, 35 miles of mountain biking trails, and 15 miles of hiking trails. A Holyoke man has pleaded guilty in connection with a cheating scheme that netted more than $30,000 in illegal poker winnings at MGM Springfield, and he has been ordered to pay full restitution to the casino. Attorney General Maura Healey announced that defendant is the first individual to have been indicted with cheating at the Massachusetts casino. Daniel Ruiz, age 41, pleaded guilty March 24th in Hamden Superior Court to one count of larceny by single scheme and one count of cheating and swindling following the plea. Judge Edward McDonough ordered Ruiz to serve 2 years of probation with the condition that he pay $30,000 in restitution to the casino between January 29, 2019 and February 2019. Ruiz frequently went to MGM to play four-card poker. So what did he do? Well, while playing poker, he repeatedly used a strategy whereby he would ask dealers to break a high-value chip down to smaller chips, then handed the high-value chip to the dealers, and using a sleight of hand, discreetly added to his existing bet in the game, increasing his winnings. They actually have a word for this. It's known as bet capping. And he was ultimately caught when MGM observed him cheating at the game with their surveillance system. Yes, the eye in the sky. Western Mass restaurateurs are delighted that Charlie Baker has extended the hours for outdoor dining. On April 1st, the governor's extension of the COVID-19 Order No. 50 was lifted, in fact. This order relaxed restrictions in the outdoor dining process during the COVID pandemic in 2020 and 2021. For the 2022 temporary, the city is seeking variances from the state to extend the temporary program for another year. The state is still evaluating the permanent program process and taking steps to streamline it. So if you're interested in sharing any feedback about outdoor dining, please reach out at outdoordining@boston.gov. Currently, there's information on how to apply for permanent outdoor dining on private property. And that gets us started for this week here in the region. I hope you'll be with us for all of our programs right on through Friday. And they're up online during the day and available to you for 24 hours on demand here at Pioneer Valley Radio. Have a great day. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.